It's quarter to three.
I missed you, baby sweet.
There's no one in the place.
It was a day.
Except you and me.
It was a day.
Humanity cannot survive.
Replicants are the future of the species. But I can only make so many.
He's got every gun in the city. I've got you.
We have to stop him.
What do you want?
I thought you might be able to help me with the case.
Hi, Sylvia. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Now, where are you at the moment?
We're in Berlin doing a press junket for Blade Runner. So we have a whole day ahead of us.
And how's it all going so far?
It's good. It's exciting. It's just, I have to pinch myself a couple of times to realize that I'm actually in a movie like this, you know, with these people around me.
For sure. Now, Blade Runner 2049 is obviously a huge Hollywood film. How different do you find this experience from the other features that you've worked on before?
I think one of the most important things that I really enjoyed working on this film is that it has the budget of a blockbuster film, like internationally, but it felt, working on it, like an art house film. Because you work with people like Denis Villeneuve and Roger Deakins, and it really feels like you have the... It felt kind of, you know, compared to a lot of other films, it felt art house in a sense that you felt free and creative and able to, you know, to search and improvise and tell the story the best way possible, take risks. And so that was, for me, the most important thing.
Did that also make you feel a lot more comfortable on set?
Yes, I think that was I think everybody felt more comfortable because of that kind of filmmaking. I think there was a lot of respect on set. Denis and Roger were the ones that I think really did that. They brought the respect, and the way they work with the actors and the rest of the crew was just wonderful to watch and wonderful to be a part of. I really felt that there was space and possibility to be vulnerable and creative.
Not too much is known about your character. Could you tell us a little bit about her and who she is?
Yeah, a tiny bit.
Yes.
It's also a secret. So my name is Love, and I am the right hand of Neander Wallace, played by Jared Leto in the film. And their relationship is very complex. It's conflicted and intense. And one other thing that I think for Love is very important, is as for others in the film, is her quest for her identity.
Yeah, for sure. Now, obviously, I got to see a little bit of the film. I think it was about 30 minutes all up, a few different clips and an extended scene. And we got to see a little clip with you working with Jared. What was he like to work with? Because I know that he can go a bit method.
Yes, he was all method. It was very intriguing and interesting to me because I'd never worked with a method actor like that before. And, usually you meet an actor before you go on set and you talk about the scenes, or maybe you prepare or rehearse. And we hadn't done all that because we met each other on set in character. And that brought a different and extra element, I would say, to the scenes that we have together, because it's so intense and complex. Actually not knowing each other, only in our characters, brought a certain distance and a certain kind of tense awkwardness to the scenes, I feel, that it actually, you know, got us somewhere even further, not knowing each other. So it was interesting.
So have you actually met the real Jared now?
Yeah. After we finished shooting together, we met each other and we had fun. We had a drink and
that's good.
No, I did see him. Yeah.
What's the casting process like for a film like this? Because obviously it's a much loved cult film. Everyone's going to be looking at this film going, okay, what are they going to do with it? So what was the process for you to get the role of Love?
Yeah. It was a funny process in the beginning because I was working on a German film here in Germany, and it was me and another actor on set. It was just the two of us, And so it was like 15 hours days, and, you know, we were on set every second of the day. So I didn't really have any time to tape, to make a self-tape, do an audition. So I did it in the middle of the night. I remember that, in my little Airbnb apartment. And I remember sitting right in front of the door on the ground, because there was the most contacts, the plug-in, the lamps, and I put some candles next to them, because it was pitch black, it was winter, and middle of the night, so I didn't have a lot of light, and so I was stuck in between my camera and the door, fiddling with the scenes and just, you know, seeing what I could do with it and just having fun. And I sent the scene off and I to the director, and I got really positive response. And after I was done shooting the German movie, I went to Montreal to meet Denis Villeneuve and have a working session with him. And I was really nervous, of course.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, for sure. I would have been nervous as well.
Yeah, I was so nervous. Because suddenly you actually have a shot at it, right? So it was pretty nerve-wracking. And I remember driving back to the airport in the car and telling my agent, I just fucked this up. Just forget about it. You know, let's go on with some other things. So, and he was like, oh, well, we know not to trust your instincts too much, young lady. So he was like, okay, just, you know, relax. And, you know, we heard some positive rumors, but it was all such a big secret who was going to be in the film. So after, I think, only two and a half months, I actually heard that I got the part. So that was also pretty intense,
waiting for
a final answer. Yeah.
He's such a good director. Like, I remember watching Arrival, and that film just melted me, and I was in tears at the end of it. I couldn't compute with what was happening, and then when it all came together, it just hit me all at once, and it just destroyed me. And seeing the bit of footage that we saw of Blade Runner 2049 the other week, it looks incredible, it sounds incredible, and I'm really excited to see it. But for your role, it looks like you get a bit physical. What sort of training did you have to do to get into the role of Love?
Right after I got the word that I was in the film, that I got the part, they told me it was a very physical part, and I got to meet my wonderful trainer. She's a champion triathlete. I think she just won another Ironman. She's insane. She is very small, only muscles, and just one little piece of dynamite. It's insane. Her name is Leslie Patterson.
Yeah.
And she got me through the whole training. We started training 6 hours a day, 6 days a week for 3 months. They wanted me to gain 15 pounds of muscle. And while I was shooting, during 5 months of shooting, we still trained to keep all the muscles going, and so like full body workouts and martial arts training for 2.5 hours next to shooting. So it was quite a lot. Of weightlifting, cardio, and martial arts training.
Wow. Well, it sounds like the role is going to be a little bit intense by that sort of training regime, so I'm very excited to see it. Lastly, obviously, there's a lot of secrecy around the film, what's going to happen. Like, critics aren't even basically allowed to see it before they interview people. So, yeah, it's very locked down. So the sworn to secrecy, what's going on with that?
Yeah, I just think, you know, don't you think it'll be so much more fun if you see the film and don't really know any spoilers? Because, you know, you have to go on that journey with the character, with Ryan, right?
Yeah.
Ryan's character. And if there's any spoilers, it'd just be so... It'd be less fun, I think.
No, you know? Fair call. So we're all fair call. I totally understand.
It's just annoying.
I just really want to see it, because I actually revisited the original last night and rewatched it again for the first time in like 20 years.
So sorry to be rude. We have to go through.
And it was just so good. But I know you have to go. My time's up. But
yeah,
I'm really excited about seeing the film. Good luck with it. I hope that this brings in other roles for you, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
No worries.
Thank
Thanks
you so
Sylvia.
Much.
Have a good day.
Bye.
He's constructing an army. Tell me what you remember. Everything. They know you're here.
He's on your tail. I'm coming with you.
What's the plan?
We don't run.
You do not know what pain is yet. You will learn.